The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
You got that Meteor Man Sinbad look almost.
Yeah, it looks pretty fresh.
Hey, Sinbad was my nigga in that shit, though, bro. Like, my name's Malik.
This is my first time as an African girl.
Like, this is my first time dating a sister, brother. I'm scared.
Talking about consent before consent.
Let me just tell you, that shit aged well, though.
Most of it, there's some parts, I think you know what I'm talking about.
But there's some of them like, that aged well, like wine.
Well, let's get into it. Who's
Josh, kick the beat. All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode. It's 1993, much more buyout. Ice Cube coming with the half ounce. I'm going to take you back to 1993. Gas was $1.16. Shiny fabrics was popping. Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande were born.
And Radio Shack was alive.
I Will Always Love You by the famous crackhead Whitney Houston. Jurassic Park was in theaters. And it was Free Willy came out in theaters. And then we had this. Mother the Meteor Man. It's a sleeper if you watch that shit today.
This is going to get further into it, but I realized that I had only ever caught the end of this movie. Like that last fight.
We're going a little bit, but we'll go back to the beginning. Where do you go? Meteor Man!
That's exactly the part I caught it at. I'm like, it hit that part, and it unlocked a memory. I was like, oh.
There was a dance off.
We'll go back into it. Let's start off at the beginning. Tim, go ahead.
This movie, it opens with a meteor, like thousands of years ago, hurtling towards the Earth, and at some point you assume it crashes. Now this cuts to present day and opens with Michael Jackson, like, and in 93 I can only imagine if a movie opened with Michael Jackson,
that shit was slamming.
It was a shit. Michael Jackson was in it.
Before Black Panther, before Blade, we got this movie as the first big black superhero on film.
Let's just say it's 3 years before Friday, too.
Even before all black cast, this was Meteor Man pretty much had it. It had an entire cast of stars from that community.
They even show the Bloods and the Crips as heroes of the community.
You got Be Real and Mother Naughty by Nature portraying Bloods and Crips. That is crazy.
There was another DJ in the movie, wasn't there?
Biz Markie was in the shit.
Yeah.
Biz Markie. Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane was in it too. Enough. That. Yeah. Luther Vandross. Skinny Luther. Anorexic Luther.
This is still on coke Luther.
Take a bump real quick and not eat a chicken sandwich, Luther.
Written and directed by Robert Townsend.
Starring?
I think this movie was also, it's either this or his previous one before this that he paid for him by himself.
This one was it. No. This one had a budget.
Hollywood Shuffle was his first movie, I think.
Yeah, this movie had $30 million budget.
$30 million, right. But it only made like $8 million in the box office.
Robert Townsend, I got a new thing going for season two. When we talk about famous black people that is sleeping on, bro, I got a new thing coming up for you, and it's called You're the Shit.
Look at that dookie.
That's all I got to say, buddy.
Really, really fun in this movie. I can't remember what else. I know he's been on TV. Did he have a show?
Yeah, it was Family. Who was something. It, Josh?
He was on a TV show called The Parenthood. He's in 90 episodes.
Parenthood.
Well, that's the one. The one after the movie.
Yeah, but apparently, if you can look this up, Josh, from my understanding, because of The Meteor Man, Marvel made a short comic of the sequel, a six-run comic sequel to it called Meteor Man, where this particular character runs into Spider-Man and Nightcrawler.
But they really dive into his powers. This could do every. He destroys Superman.
He was low key OP, but his shit was like
it had the energy drain factor, so he couldn't continuously use it like Superman. That was the draw.
Oh, we ain't even mentioned. First off, let me give him the dookie. Let me give him the shit. James motherfucking play Jones. Was rocking dude, around with the motherfucker eraser hair.
They had everybody. They so had great. Everybody that could have been something or was on Ralph, their way to
we'll
be
get
something.
To them. We'll get to them, Ralph. We're talking about, we're giving his flowers to the man, James Vader, Kid and Play Jones. That dude was saying crazy shit. What was he saying? You down with OPP? I am. But James Earl Jones was the shit in that shit. And then Benson, y'all don't know who Benson was, bro. Okay, the dad was in a TV show where he was a black waiter for a bunch of rich.
Oh, the dad. He played Rafiki. He played Rafiki in Lion King.
Yeah, he did.
Dude, he had that great line, like, see me later, see me now. That line was so good. Hey, blonde Don Cheadle. How about that?
Junior Lords.
That was wild.
Baby Lords.
Little Nas X thinks he made a style. He didn't.
I got to say something about that. All right. When one dude does it and he blondes up his hair like that, that's a style choice. You know, that's that dude that being that dude. A whole group of those dudes with the blonde hair. That's some Nazi shit. That's insane.
No, that is a uniform.
That is some crazy shit. Golden Lords, Baby Lords, Junior Lords, Senior Lords,
Junior Lords,
Elder Lords,
and then Don Cheadle gets that crazy Goldilocks name. Like that's the Goldilocks. That's so funny.
Let me ask you a question, Josh. What year was Lil Uzi Vert born?
Lil Uzi Vert was born July 31st, 1995.
Perfect. So he stole the name from Uzi from that game because he looked like Lil Uzi too.
Yeah, he
did. Uzi. So Uzi shit, because I swear to God, that looked like Lil Uzi. Had his hair cut like Lil Uzi, be having his braids.
I was like, what the
man? That's funny. Yeah, bro.
Just like him, dude.
Those kids were crazy. They were so militant.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, my God.
This is where when we go hashtag this movie aged well, Bill Cosby making his own drink. You know he's mom. You better watch that, bro. You better watch that drink. They don't let him drink that.
He walked right into his own foreshadowing.
Josh knows what I'm talking
so
about,
funny.
Bro, right, Josh?
Yeah, exactly.
When Eddie made his own drink, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. He's making a drink. This age, well. Drink.
Some pills fall in there. It's like, oh, that's not for him.
I like this.
And hey, listen, you know what did age well too? Bum Cosby. That
Bum who's Cosby, bro.
Bum Cosby.
You roofie.
Literally
ass.
Just all he can do is bark nowadays. That's
you
it.
You roofie.
I thought it was great though. I thought it was great. You don't see him until you finally see him when you do
oh,
see
and
him.
And he's just chilling with a meteor Tim. Rock the entire time.
Yeah, the whole time just chilling.
What was your opinion and what was your reaction when you heard the dad when Bill Cosby TV above him and homeboy goes this, he says this verbatim. The kids been in my room playing on that Hindindu. I told the kids to stay out of my room on that Hindindu.
He said that, dude. I'm like,
I started
God
dying
it.
When he said Hindindu.
Like,
when
son
he
of
said
a bitch.
Hindindu.
Hindu.
I told the kids to stay off my TV with that Hindindu.
That's like, I heard that. I'm like, I can't call anything Nintendo anything else now. This no. my Hindindu Switch is just chilling right
you
over
know
here
what
now.
My Hindindu 64. My super Hindindu. That sound like a superhero.
My yep. Hindindu DS chilling right up on my bookshelf.
That does just sound like some shit that, like, you know, your parent would miss like pronounce the name of, like it's convincingly
like my grandpa
like
used to
realistic.
Call it pot smart. It's called smart. You always smoking
John,
that smart.
John, but how the fuck do you go to Nintendo Hindindu. Nintendo Nahindindu.
Because, dude, some people pay such little attention to others in their life that they see a lot. So they're like,
yeah, all right.
You know, they don't really listen to what they say. It's like, what are you playing on? Nintendo. And it's like, even though they asked.
Josh, you want to know what that equivalent is, though? You want to know what the equivalent of that is, though? Your mom watching that same Hindindu and watching Super Mario Jew.
Wait, what? Where does that come from?
It's more akin to like her hearing Super Mario Brothers and instead hearing like Super Mario Lovers or some shit, but like
Super
way worse.
Super Mario Brothers. Like, whoa, are they black?
Yeah, they're black, right? They're black, exactly. Right?
Just automatically assume
brothers.
Oh wow, the mom's like, can I see this game? Oh they're Italian. Oh, okay.
That was right. Excellent. I think it's one of the first times we ever see a superhero's costume.
Yeah, we get the costume montage. Yeah,
that was wholesome.
Shout out to the mom. The mom was from 227 in the Jeffersons. Shout out to her.
Shout out to the mom, and just like that character also being so down for her
she
son
was a little
to
too down snitching. She was low-key talking too much though when he went to the frying
everybody crime was movie. The entire goddamn neighborhood knew who he was.
Yeah, the whole neighborhood was like, your mom told me you got hit by that meteor and you got superpowers. Like, damn, bro.
I thought that was pretty cool how they kind of like used that as the scenario, because in most, you know, superhero movies it's like, oh, one person knows it, but not everyone ever, you know, the whole town knows it.
I'm saying this particular incident was maybe a 5 or 6 apartment incident, the end of the block type shit.
I felt like it explored like what would happen if you told everyone instead of keeping your identity secret, right? It's like, all your friends know.
Yeah, like you were saying, Josh.
If it happened right in front of everybody, a lot of people saw when he stopped the car and shit.
What'd he say? He's like, keep it quiet, please. The whole neighborhood saw.
You saw that? Yeah. Come up with something.
I laugh particularly hard a little bit. So there's this big, you know, dramatic scene where he previously made the decision not to be Meter Man, and then he comes home and he sees his neighbor had gotten beaten up by the gang or some shit, like real bad, and goes to the hospital and stuff.
Wasn't that the same lady that was hosting the community meeting?
Well, no. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the community meeting is later when he's just like, you don't have to vote, I'll leave, right? That one?
That's the second one, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it occurred to me that I'm like, wait a minute, she's fine? They just...
Yeah!
He just comes right back in like nothing happened.
And then here's like, another thing. I mean,
no cast or nothing? Like
Tiny Zeus Lester with a tiger? That shit was funny.
Oh my God.
Hey, the shout out to John Witherspoon, man.
There was a few plots I wish that like they followed through on like one where like he's worried like everybody's gonna think it's me, and then like you don't see him again. I wish they did more with him.
I wish they would have done more with John Witherspoon. I wish they would have done more with Sinbad. What did he say when he hit the mall? Hey, this is my first inner city mall. This place is clean. No cigarette butts on the floor. Nothing.
Nothing.
Damn. He's like, I'm going to the salon to get my dreadlocks right now.
It's because he has been to the Compton Swap Meet. He knows what it looks like out there.
And I'm going
to
admit that, like, when they said that he had recently like gotten out of a relationship and stuff, I thought, not that I particularly, so I guess thank God, but like, not that I particularly wanted like this big romantic subplot, but I kept thinking there was like some girl that was going to come into the picture the entire time because they set that up in the beginning.
No, this ain't Half-Baked, where they didn't think it's a stoner movie. No, I'm glad there was no love interest. Only was the love of the neighborhood.
They made it fun of like superhero movies, but by making a badass superhero.
And tell me this wasn't funny. The was late to school, but on time for his motherfucking killing, his drive-by.
I didn't notice that in the beginning, like when he wakes up late for school. That's before they reveal, like, you know, later on that he, needs to recover his power, which I thought was kind of interesting. Yeah, so it's like established earlier before it's even like brought up as a thing.
He needs to sleep, yeah.
Yeah, like, and then them figure shit out quick. Like, Eddie Griffin, you the smartest in the world in this movie, because you sat there,
he knows everything about that shit.
You did Jet Magazine, and then you decided to count how long it was, like 30 seconds, and you're done. Like, damn, you're the smartest in the world, bro.
His Alfred.
Yeah. And then you stole it. Imagine if Alfred
stole it.
Yeah, imagine if Alfred stole the bat suit in the Batmobile and was out there
Batman
going
Batman would kick his ass, bro. Batman would fuck him up, dude. Yeah.
Before he does, he would probably just like, Alfred, I need every reason in the world right now not to kick your ass for this. Like, Jesus Christ.
I probably will still kick your ass. You know I have to. I have to, because I'm Batman.
It's okay for you to wear the suit, but you gotta clear it with me for reasons like this. Like,
he breaks into his apartment and steals the goddamn suit.
Dude, and like, even then, this dude is such a pushover. Like, and I forget that, like, how much of a little, like, you know, dweeb he is until that part when it's like the dude literally had to like go outside and he's like, give me my suit back. And he's like, no. And he like picks him up and like shakes it off of him.
They make a point really early on just to show how big of a dweeb this guy is. Like, he's the parents that are complaining that their kid got beat up.
Yeah.
Here's another aged well part. That was a girl that whooped his ass. That was in a cast, bro. His arm and leg are broken, bro.
He listened to Mr. Reed, what Mr. Reed said.
Like, what he said, you should eat quick lunch quick and then hurry up before the bullies and you should run.
You should practice running and hiding.
Very quickly, they established that, like, Mr. Reed is, like, runs a class on how to be a big old bitch. Like, it's the funniest thing.
Nah, but he checks the white teacher, bro, when the white teacher's like, one of my students, and keep in mind, this ain't high school, this is like elementary, one of my students was sleeping in class and I woke him up and he said, mother this, you mother that.
Dude, that actor is amazing. I love
amazing
him.
Wallace, what
oh god, he's in everything. Star Trek fans know him as the Grand Negus.
He's the guy from Princess Bride.
He's in Goofy Movie, he's the principal.
But
oh,
what does
shit.
He ask? What does he ask? And then he asked me, does I have bus money?
Which means he's going to go back to my Mustang again and puncture the tires.
And what is he? What are they doing when he's saying that?
Yeah, he's doing the x-ray and everything.
I thought this was where you could see a lot of the characters for, like, Debo's character was developed in this movie.
Whenever the guy who played Debo was like, before he rips his cast off, he's just like chilling in the back, all terrified as shit. That had me dead.
I loved the sound effects of him breaking when he touches him and shit.
Thank you for reminding me about sound effects. Some of the score felt like Star Wars.
Definitely had that feel.
Like when he got shot up. That shit felt like Star Wars a little bit. They took the score from that.
Dude's suits cannot survive a day. Like, that shit gets
speaking
fucked
of
up
best
all the
suits,
time.
That had the snitch outfit. Y'all didn't catch that one?
No.
Which one?
No.
Out of all the outfits the mom recommended, the prototype, one of them had a phone in the chest. So call the cops. And it had two Polaroids on the side of that. Take instant pictures.
Body cam.
Yeah, dude, the cell phone dude before the cell phones.
That was before its time. Think about it now. Like, everyone with body cams and shit. It's all Wi-Fi.
Come on, some of this shit in there, bro. Them wouldn't even got as close as they did. When them was walking through the mall, all of them with their guns out, walking towards them.
Fucking walking through it.
Them wouldn't have made it past the Foot Locker.
I laughed my ass off at the Vogoff.
Oh my god.
The Vogoff had me dead.
My daughter could give a flying shit about the movies that I really watch, bro. I had to pause that and rewind that for her, and I called her in and gave her a little rundown. She started dying when they was like, they was voguing.
Yeah, it was just like,
And when he's like, don't touch my hair. And what did Eddie Griffin say? 30 seconds. Finally.
Thank God.
Thank God. No, but that was good. That was, I could say that was one of the top three scenes, bro. The Vogue shit was funny as
the Vogoff was hilarious.
The Vogoff, because them was doing it. Them niggas voguing.
They were getting in there.
They was getting it.
Meteor Man! Like, dude, so good.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was great, dude. That was great.
That elongated cut. I saw a review where they put that clip in the video review, and they just to drive the point of how long it was, they would start at the Meteor Man, and then they literally fast forwarded through the whole just to show you how long it is.
Yeah, it was so a trip. Good. How they just that so bluntly just didn't give a f- about his powers being out there. Government would have swooped on that. They would have swooped on that.
Don Cheadle, but it's him.
Don Cheadle was funny in that shit for a second. What did he say? Oh, you back from the motherfucking hospital already, old man? That was quick.
Oh no, my favorite Don Cheadle moment was when they're doing the Vogue-off and the guy next to him.
Yeah, no, like, that's Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane goes, "What's up with your man?" It's like my
man.
What's up
with your man? And he's just my no. No.
And now this quote stuck with me from Meteor Man from when I watched it back in the day. When after there when he goes, "Shoot me." And he's sitting there and he's dead. And you hear him go, "Golden Lords, baby, Don Cheadle." That stuck with me for 30 years. That shit stuck with me for 30.
If I could make a Meteor Man comic book cover, like a sequel to the comic itself, even like the whole story, what would be a cool and or funny thing to see?
Definitely got to have James Earl Jones in the background with the fro.
So he's got to have a different hairdo. What kind of hairdo now?
Afro.
Just full on fro. Just
70s
like,
fro.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
Probably do the Vogue off. That shit was really a funny ass moment.
Oh, I was thinking more so like Meteor Man and then like the news reporter lady and they're getting married and then James Earl Jones is like the
officiator, the minister.
Have Eddie Griffin hating in the background.
But then like there's an evil villain coming out from like the corner and he's just like,
or from up top, right?
I'm curious about the sequels because obviously he has the power still.
You'd have to make a new villain. What makes a villain makes a hero. So
shout out Big Comedy Network.
Go follow the channel if you haven't. Check out our show.
Groff.
Shout out to the three of you, motherfucker.
Eat a dick.
Thank you, but shout out to you.
Tim might want to take that offer.
All in all, though, this is a great movie. It's a sleeper that I think all of Hollywood said was not going to happen.
This movie, I got to say, like, it really did go all out on a lot of things. Like you were saying, Boo, the music was good. Like, the costumes are great. The cinematography, there's some, like, awesome, awesome actual, like, shots that they do in this movie that, like, compositionally are really tight. Like, that one scene where he gets the cops and the gangs to, like, put their guns down and the camera just, like, centers, right? And like it kind of pulls back and you see that like you see it, you see Meteor Man in the center and like the opposing sides, like that shit, what, just the dichotomy of that shit is great. There is a bunch of cool scenes with, you know, big honcho Goldie Lord where they like just have him like really big and imposing and shit. Like the cameraman knew what he was doing.
The special effects kind of suck though. Like him flying.
Oh, him flying was great because he's learning how to fly.
The invisible wires and shit. That shit was great.
Yeah, but it looks so derpy.
In the comic book, he sees people naked. He doesn't see them in lingerie like in the movie.
Well, yeah, they want people to go to the movie, kids.
And of course, the first thing he does is, yeah, be a peeping Tom with it. Like, even the nicest man on the block can't help himself but try and see some titties.
All right, guys. So this movie is a sleeper because the movie aged well.
I would love a Meteor Man too, though.
30 years later.
Everyone's still alive except for a few people. Are
you know how there, you know? Fire a Meteor Man movie would be today, though?
With the special effects?
With how souped up they can make everything. His costume would look nuts.
The mom is dead. The dad's dead.
Well, John Witherspoon was in it for like 2 minutes. Like he was awesome, but he was on a cameo level.
It's because they did tasteful cameos. They knew how to use everybody correctly. Just enough.
Dude, James Earl Jones with the wigs had me dead every time.
He goes, "Y'all hoes gotta wait." Like that. Still, y'all bitches gotta wait. Like, <hey.
laughs> I'm coming in clutch with that record toss.
How would you guys make a second one?
Yeah, we could. So I could make this a comic book cover. I could make this a movie poster.
But apparently it's in the Marvel universe because you got Spider-Man and Nightcrawler in the sequels, apparently.
But he got conveniently left out of Marvel, of Avengers movies and shit.
You can't have two. Two's too many.
No, there's a bunch of them. Everybody from Wakanda came out.
Marvel's hold over Meteor Man might have expired if they haven't done anything with it. Like, Godzilla was in Marvel 2, and now he's hopped over in DC.
Shout out Big Comedy Network.
Hold on, we didn't answer Josh's questions, really.
They already got the sequels. They already got the sequels.
After the comic, bro.
What would you guys want out of a sequel?
Does he have his powers? They don't even clarify that.
So in the comic book, I think he has a bunch of, like, he has to continuously find meteors.
Josh is saying, what if Marvel didn't do that book? Well, how would we do it?
Well, I mean, not even that. Like, you think about, like, any comic movie, they don't always follow what's, like, in series for the comics, right? Because or else, like, how would Spider-Man go? Like,
yeah, we're just writing another episode.
Tim, you'd want to give him a love interest, right?
No, that was me. I was just f***ing around.
I was just making the point that, like, I thought they were going to set something up.
That would be great. He steals Lois Lane from underneath Superman, and Superman tries to fight him to get her back.
No, that's not goofy enough.
You John Wick the situation. Just took down the Golden Lords and Andrew Byers, a small syndicate. That Andrew Byers wasn't the top of the food chain. Now you got all the other on top of Andrew Byers and the white gang. Because remember, all the white motherfuckers came with the guns, pulling them out on.
Hold that thought real quick. I have to give a shout out to, now that you brought it up, the head honcho, that old guy running everything. That is Frank Gorshin, who played Riddler in 60s Batman.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't know that.
That shit was tight. I was like, I know that face.
But that's how we would do it. It's like a John Wick. Like, you got everybody coming at the. You just got Brooklyn that you just took down. Now so, you got.
Yeah, now I just got, like, a bigger syndicate.
Because remember, what's his name said? We took down Baltimore, Philly. I need to get New York.
So the New York. Yeah, New York would come through.
Yeah, it would be more syndicates.
Say there's a deeper web, and then that head honcho, right, the leader of the syndicate, has powers, right? Something completely different, maybe, like in that same world. But you have to stick with, like, the blaxploitation shit, so they can't be like,
that's not blaxploitation.
Like, you could do some. No, dude,
that's not
it's respect out of the origin. I'm saying the themes of, like, the everything alongside that goes parallel with it.
Josh is trying to stay on the black side proper. He's like the origins and, you know, the respects of the nature of the history.
He said they already got Tim for saying the word black. I gotta be like, I'm walking on eggshells over here.
No, I'm a purist with things. So, like, I like to remember the originals.
Josh, that is the worst son of a bitch. You can't say purist to boo.
You caught that, Tim.
You can't say purist to boo.
You can't, nigga.
Come on, dude. If not, I can't then say don't black do to it. Boo. Get out of here.
You say black with such hate. Tim, it's when you say
beef. Oh, shit. That is funny.
There's no winning.
No,
I don't
God.
Get it.
No.
Okay, I think this is a good point to end
I'm
it.
I'm so confused right now.
If it ain't white, it ain't right, Josh.
Goddamn right.
Wait, is purist racist?
And Josh said straight up, he's like, boo, I want the purest
no,
of your...
No,
I want the purest
it's the
of
word
your,
association.
It's like this, it's like this. I want the purest of your nature to just thrive, boo.
No, like starting a series from the beginning instead of jumping onto the new one.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Sorry, I thought it was funny. You're
yeah,
not
you know what I'm
me
talking
about. Anybody. I just
sorry,
thought,
boo.
That's it's like
just the timing.
Bad. It just sounded like you were a white person defending Black Lives Matter.
Okay,
it felt
cool.
Like that shit.
The white guilt was coming out.
The white
almost.
Guilt was coming out, bro.
Nah.
White people can't say the word purist.
You picked that word, huh?
Of all words, you got a choice. You decided to go that route.
Purist.
Yeah. All right, well, Meteor Man. Go check it out if you haven't.
It's a sleeper, guys.
Rob.
And on that note, I think I would go with Set It Off, Big Daddy Kane.
Thank you for tuning in. Go check out Big Comedy Network's YouTube channel. Go follow, like, subscribe, comment.
Follow
all that
us
fun
on
shit.
Spotify, and Amazon.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah.
To be Josh.
Pandora.
Follow us if we're looking out on the street. You know, just
you can follow me on the street. You know, you can follow me in my dreams.
Oh,
just be good humans.
Oh, boo. You didn't. Dude, you didn't tell them about your fucking OnlyFans.
No, follow me on Big Boo, only hairy nipples.
And hairy, yeah.
Oh, no, it's hairy nipples and ashy toes.
cat shoot toes. You don't get the bottom of the feet.
You don't get no feet, nothing, and you get no lotion.
Yeah, that's better than my